You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. I am your passionate co-host, Paul.
Very passionate. And I think that's what people love about you, Paul.
You know what I love about you, Rob? That shiny, bald head of yours. Even this morning when I forgot that you were bald and almost asked you who you used to cut your hair.
And I love your golden locks. They are beautiful. If only I could do this and there'd be something just, like what you
just
have.
Just brush your hand through your hair majestically as you drive down the road.
But right now, all I get is sandpaper, Paul.
Oh, man. Guys, welcome to another show. Today, we've got an interesting question. Rob, what are we talking about today?
Well, we're talking about... I'm really curious to know how we're going to go with this question because it's about somebody who's frustrated with such a competitive market. Right?
Right.
And right off the bat, really you just got to get used to it. And then think outside the box. And maybe don't get in the same boat as everybody else going down the river. Right?
Yes.
Thank you, Paul.
Today's episode is brought to you by our friends at videoblocks.com. They got a deal for you. If you go to videoblocks.com/drone creator and click that link, you can actually get a bundle package for Audioblocks and Videoblocks, which is a subscription-based website for videos, audio clips. Just go to videoblocks.com/drone creator to get your $100 discount off the regular price. All right, Rob, why don't you go ahead and play that funky question?
Hey guys, my name is Jonathan. My question is, how do we take care of standing out from the market leeches, such as those, a friend of mine, he sells his full video production work of a whole house, drone footage, photography. He is very good as well. He's not a Joe Schmo. He has a great camera. He's a beast at what he does for $145. $145. And I swear he must live off ramen, but how do we deal with this? I know it's like, okay, just be better, stand out, network. And I mean, I guess that's what it comes down to, but it's so incredibly competitive and also very discouraging when you hear this. Thanks for your time, guys.
So, Jonathan, thank you for the question. Some interesting things going on here in the studio today. We really do appreciate it. And right off the bat,
couple things.
Please.
First of all, there was someone in Albuquerque doing the very same thing. Drone photo, drone video, interior photo, interior video, the whole nine yards for about $180. Rob, do those people still exist as a company?
No. In fact, they were trying to sweep the market by storm, right? Mm-hmm. And just kind of go get all the business. Look how cheap we are. How could you not use us? And they're now defunct.
They are defunct. So couple things. Number one, if you have a lot of competition, join the club. Number two, you need to focus on not what type of job to do because you have simply looked up something or heard something on this podcast and realized, hey, that's a good idea. We want to give you information so that you can take these ideas and build on them. So instead of saying, oh man, I'm having such a hard time getting real estate work. Well, what type of real estate work pays really well? Luxury. Real estate work, maybe commercial real estate, you know, where you don't have to deal with it nearly as many people.
Yeah. And it's just the nature of the beast. The competitive nature is there. It's an industry that's had a flood of people come into it. And you've got to decide you're going to overcome that or you're going to succumb to the pressures of the competition.
Or you're not going to worry 1 minute about it. And all you're going to do is just work on being the best person that you can, focus on your marketing strategy, building relationships, because that's what your business is on, and focus on nothing but building the most quality possible and focus on that quality. Because here is the deal. Like the D-bag here in Albuquerque that competes with me, All I have to do to override this D-bag is talk about quality and then show it to the producer. And every single time I get the job over him. I mean, it is literally like, bunk, like, get off my trail.
Well, and in this case, he has said, Jonathan has said, the guy that he knows, it sounds like he's actually a friend, does good work.
That's great.
Right? So you're saying do better work.
Do better work. Hone on your practice. Make relationships. Just because one person is in the business, you know, think about what type of client you want. What is the deliverable that you can provide that's the best, that's going to pay you the most, where the competition is the least? I mean, seriously, guys, it's not hard. It's not.
There you have it.
Why? Okay, why would you worry at all about your competition? If you spend any time focus on trying to hurt him or, you know, what is that going to do for you? It's going to eat up your mind.
It's going to stress you out.
It's going to drive you crazy.
It's going to make you anxious.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably going to make you less effective.
Yep.
It's going to make you enjoy life much less than you otherwise would. And remember, we're trying to live the drone life here.
That's right. It's all about
happy.
Happiness, fun, natural.
But again, it might come down to the reality is there's so many people in a particular market. We don't know how big this market is, that you might just need to look for other things to do. That's okay too. Go find other things that you enjoy.
Most drone operators that I'm seeing really hit this point at about, I would say, $45,000 to $50,000 of gross business every year, where they're struggling to keep up with the work. So if you're very strategic about the type of jobs you go after, say you want to film dairy farms, like that's your thing. You want to film dairy farms and you're really good at it. You know how to get the cows to look at you. You know how to figure out which cows are diseased or not, which actually there is a formula for that, by the way.
Believe it.
You know, it's all about what nuances, what quality, and what value do you provide? Are you easy to work with? Have you built these relationships? Because if you're always out constantly bad-mouthing other people, you're going to build a reputation on your own.
Well, and something else we've talked about is what additional services can you add to the fray that are going to make you more valuable and that, frankly, you can mark up more?
Yeah.
Like social media stuff. And what are you going to do with the footage that you take for them?
True.
Helping them spread their coverage of visibility in very creative and effective ways is going to make you way more valuable than the guy that's going to go take a video and a picture of the interior.
Very true. I have nothing more to say about this because I'm so sick of hearing this question over and over again. And it's not because it's a stupid question. It's not a stupid question. I would just love to see more of you guys think deeper about the questions. Don't think about a question in regards to how to respond to it. Think about understanding why the question is a question in the first place.
What? Now that is deep.
That's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
This is Ask Drone You, your average American philosophizers.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.